Nurse?
Shh, it's okay.
You're getting up.
Sorry to wake you.
What time is it? It's 5:30. I must get up.
It's okay. You stay there. I'll help the new guy.
You don't trust him, do you? Look, I know he's not Sam, and I know you didn't like him much when he did the holiday cover.
It's nothing to do with not liking
him. He knows the herd, he knows the routine. If there's a problem, he should be able to deal with it.
I just want to see for myself, okay?
Look, love, I know you're not happy about having Sam walk out on us like that, but throwing yourself into hyperdrive, it's not going to help anything.
I was awake anyway. I might as well be out there.
I suppose it's all Sam's fault, really, for going off and dropping us in it. Why? Still wish I knew what the hell we'd done.
You know it wasn't us, David.
Yeah, well, anyway.
I'm going out. You go back to sleep.
For those of you who don't already know, tomorrow is my 82nd birthday. When you get to my great age, birthdays are a time for reflection as well as celebration. Today, I especially want to remember those wartime friends of mine whose lives were so tragically cut short while they were still in their early 20s. Some of them barely more than teenagers. Some lost their lives on the home front. One was shot down and killed over the North Sea. Others died in faraway countries. None of them had the chance to live out the full and happy life that I've been blessed with. But I think it's true to say they do still live on in my memories, and in the memories of all who knew them. And when I think of them now, they're still the same young, brave, and loyal friends I knew so many years ago.
Jill!
Hello, Linda.
Before you disappear,
what did you think of the service?
Oh, yes, it was all very moving, wasn't it?
I thought so.
Of course, you must have your own wartime memories.
Well, yes, but I was only 10.
But that doesn't mean that us baby boomers don't appreciate the sacrifices made by your generation.
No, of course.
Anyway, the reason
Excuse me. Peggy!
Hello.
Morning.
That was a lovely little speech you made. Well done.
Thank you.
Yes, I could tell it came straight from the heart.
Well, it's so hard to get it right.
And quite brave of you to admit your age to the whole congregation.
It's hardly a secret.
You should be proud.
Oh, yes. Well, I didn't
mean. And the more often I mention it, the more likely Jack is to remember.
You think he will?
Well, he's got it written down in about 3 different places. So we'll have to see.
All right, well, I hope you have
Jill,
a lovely time.
There is something I wanted to ask you.
Oh?
Well, it's more a case of offering you a challenge.
What kind?
The Christmas show. How would you like to play the wicked stepmother?
Me?
Now, before you say anything...
Be wicked? Frighten the little children?
Linda, she's just too nice for that.
Yes, I do realise she may not be the obvious choice.
I'm just not sure if I could.
And I'm not saying you're a natural wicked stepmother, Jill, but you can be quite forbidding when you choose.
If I'm provoked, perhaps.
Surely there must be somebody else.
Believe me, there isn't.
Well, I know you're busy directing.
Even if I wasn't, why should I be any more suited to the role than you?
But I've already said I'll help with the costumes.
Well, I might be able to find a way around that.
I don't think I could do it.
Jill, time's running out. I can't find anyone else. And my director's instinct tells me you can do it. So please, just say you'll think about it.
Coffee?
Oh, yeah, thanks.
If you're not about to rush out and scratch the sheep.
I've got a few minutes.
And so how was the fragrant Miss Pargeter?
Yes.
It was her you were calling.
Good news and bad.
Bad first.
If we want Lower Loxley for a Saturday, we'd have to wait till March.
Oh, well, that's not
March
so bad.
March 2008.
And the good news?
Well, they do have a cancellation in December.
This December?
Thursday the 14th.
4.5 weeks?
Well, it's tight, but it's possible.
Well, we'll be tearing around like a couple of...
Well, you know the options. Everywhere else round here is either booked solid or run by fascists. Unless we go back to Grey Gables.
No. I've tried, but I really couldn't. I'd spend the whole time worrying about the menu.
Okay, well... Lowlocks is a fantastic venue, and I know 4 weeks is pushing it,
Adam,
but...
it's not just the wedding arrangements. I've got a few bridges to cross before we even start.
Like?
Well, like telling the rest of my family that not only am I gay, but I'm about to get married to another man.
At least I'm not a Catholic.
No, believe me, this is no laughing matter.
Sorry, I know, but your Aunt Susie was cool about it, wasn't she?
Yeah, I knew she'd be cool, that's why I told her, but I mean, she's the way out liberal of the family. My dad and my brothers are a different proposition altogether.
So, it won't be easy, but...
No, but you've really no idea.
But you're still so close to them. You've got a really strong relationship.
Yeah, because they don't know I'm gay. Look, you'd have to meet them to really understand. As far as my dad's concerned, there's a special place in hell reserved for people like us.
Okay.
I knew I'd have to tell him before the wedding, but... I was hoping to take my time, break it to him gently, not all in one go.
All right. I don't want to make it any tougher for you than it already is, so we'll leave the 14th.
Well, now you're disappointed.
Ian, I do understand. Forget Lower Loxley. There must be somewhere else that can do it. So we'll keep on looking, okay?
They're really going off lay now. Better make these last.
Well, thanks, Mum.
All these dark evenings.
Yeah, roll on spring, eh?
Hmm.
Oh, Jill. Hi.
Hello.
You want some tea, love?
No, thanks. Just want the key to the yard tractor.
Okay.
You're looking tired, Ruth.
No, I'm fine.
Well, you know who insisted on getting up at 5:30 this morning? And she hasn't stopped all day. Honestly, what can I do with her?
I'm okay.
I thought the agency had sent a replacement for Sam.
Yeah, he's here. Same guy we had before. It'll only be temporary, but he's perfectly capable.
Oh, it's all such a pity.
Yep.
But then I still can't understand why...
Yeah, well, that makes at least 4 of us.
You've no idea what these personal family reasons are.
Nope. Said nothing to me or to Ruth.
Hello, you there? Oh.
David, I'll get on with strolling down the yard.
OK, come in, Linda.
I'm sorry... Oh, hello, Ruth.
Hi, excuse me.
Oh, Jill, good, I've got you both.
So...
David, I brought you a revised script for Friday's rehearsal.
Oh, Friday?
Someone hasn't been checking the notice board.
Oh,
No, you're coming to us on Friday, remember?
Oh, yeah, it's Mum and Dad's anniversary supper.
Well, we start at 6. I'm sure we'll finish in time for that.
Oh, well, I don't know. Didn't you say 6:30 for 7, Mum?
Well, yes.
Oh, my lead dwarf! That could be very inconvenient.
Oh, I'm sorry, I can't miss
that. All right. I suppose I could release you early. Say 6:45.
Is that okay with you, Mum?
Well, no later.
Good. Now, Jill, I've had a word with Caroline. She's offered to help out with the costumes.
Oh.
So that means you'll be free to take on a more important role.
Linda, if you mean...
Jill, the more I think of it, the more convinced I am that you would make the perfect wicked stepmother.
Well, I'm still not sure...
Mum! Linda! You have got to be joking.
Well, you may laugh, David, but I clearly have a much higher opinion of your mother's acting skills than you.
Flattery won't help either.
I think you'd be surprised what talent lies hidden beneath that self-effacing exterior. It only needs the right person to draw it out.
Oh, all right, if you really can't find anyone else, I'll give it a try.
Excellent. Well, you better have one of these too.
But you can see I can't make Friday's rehearsal. Not with all the cooking to do.
All right. How about this? If you just come along for 30 minutes...
Well, I suppose if I got Phil to do the starters...
Oh, thank you, Jill. And don't worry, we'll soon make a wicked stepmother out of you.
Whoa!
Keep still.
Is she getting dandruff?
Oh, hi.
Well, maybe all you need some good shampoo.
Well, good thought, but it's going to take more than that.
Well, but you still don't know if it's the dreaded scab?
No. I've caught these three up. I'm trying to get some skin scrapings to give to Alistair.
Well, so when will you know the worst?
If I take these in tomorrow, maybe a couple of days.
Okay.
Well, that should do anyway.
Adam, this wedding venue...
Hey, come on, I thought we'd decided.
Oh, yeah, no, but there's a big part of me that's saying, yeah, great, the sooner the better, let's go for December.
Not if it's going to cause you a lot of family problems.
Okay, well... I've been giving myself some pretty hard psychoanalysis, and maybe... maybe it's just a case of me being chicken.
Of course you're nervous. So would I be.
Oh, well, you've been so sweet and understanding, and I appreciate it, but... however long it takes, I mean, there's never going to be an easy way to tell me, Dad. Maybe it's the best thing to bite the bullet and get it over with.
Ian, really, I don't want to push you.
Well, maybe it's time I push myself. I could book a flight home next week.
You serious?
December. We'd be married by Christmas.
Well, okay, so should we talk again when I'm done?
Well, we don't want to lose the cancellation.
Ian, you're quite sure?
I'm positive. Get your phone and let's book it now.
Hey.
Hi.
You're not still at it?
The cows will be coming in any day now.
Yeah, okay.
We need to get it all strawed down and ready.
Well, there'll be time to finish that tomorrow. Look, the kids have got a DVD. We're all waiting for you to come in.
You go ahead. I'll come and join you.
Ruth, what is this all about?
What's what?
Come on, there's something, isn't there? You've been bottling it up all weekend.
No!
And before that, last week. I've been worried about you.
No, there's nothing.
Love, what is it? Hmm? If you won't even talk to me about it.
David, there's nothing wrong. I just want to get the job finished so I can come in and go to bed.
Okay. Look, are you sure it's not your health?
No.
You haven't noticed something? Any kind of recurrence?
No, no. I told you before.
All right, love. That's good. I mean...
yeah, I get tired sometimes. So do we all. But there's work to be done and somebody's got to do it.
And you're quite sure that there's nothing else?
David, there's nothing the matter with me. I'm fine. So please, go back in and let me finish this.
Okay. Okay.
If you can put your name on it.
But hold on. Phoebe, it's 15:15.
Then I can drop it in.
Sorry, what's this?
A birthday card for Mrs. Woolley.
Oh, right.
Yeah, from the both of us. I'll drop it in at the lodge.
There you are.
Great, thanks.
Oh, look at the time. Your Phoebe isn't going to move on.
Yeah, I'm cutting it fine myself.
Well, off you go then.
Yeah, well, still, it's good to be back on earlies. Means we'll get a few evenings together. If you don't get pregnant soon, it won't be through the lack of trying, eh?
Go on, be nice.
Okay. Hey, don't work too hard on your morning off.
I'm going into town, remember?
Oh, so...
yeah, the bank and dry cleaners.
Well, if you pass the estate agents, they might have something new coming.
Yeah, I'll check if I've got time.
Yeah, right. I'll see you later then. Bye.
Yeah, see you.
Peggy?
Morning!
Oh, was that someone at the door?
I hope they didn't wake you.
Oh, no, no, no. It's high time I was... oh, flowers.
Aren't they gorgeous?
Oh, yes.
They came just now. They're from Lillian.
Oh, that was nice of her.
So sweet. Oh, and there's a lovely card here, too.
Card?
For my birthday.
Oh, yes. Here, put those flowers down. Come here. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, darling.
Yes, I've got something for you.
Have you?
Yes, it's somewhere.
Oh, wonder who that is.
If I can just think a minute.
Hello, Jennifer.
Oh, Mum. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Oh, hello, Jack.
Morning, Jennifer.
You're bright and early.
Well, looks as if somebody was here before me.
The flowers are from Lillian.
Oh, well, I've got a little something here too.
Yes, and I've got something too.
Well, I think you should open Jack's present first.
Yes, all right.
If I can just think where...
it's under the stairs, isn't it, Jack?
Oh.
Have you, you found it then, Jack?
Yes. Here it is.
Goodness, what's this?
Well, open it and see.
Oh, it's beautifully wrapped.
Do hope you're going to like it. Do you?
Oh, just let me open the box. Oh, Jack.
Is it all right, Peggy?
All right. Oh, Jack, it's... Oh, it's wonderful.
Well, I know how much you like...
Cameo. Yes, it's gorgeous. How clever of you to find it.
Yes, I...
Look, Jennifer.
Oh, Mum, I think that's fabulous.
Jack. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad you like it.
Well, I've been off the pill for over a year now, and that's why I was wondering if...
And you've been getting your normal regular period?
Oh, yeah. There's nothing wrong on that score.
Okay. Well, there could be a number of reasons why you haven't conceived. It might be that your husband's sperm count is on the low side.
No, he's already had a child.
It might be a good idea to have it checked all the same.
Oh.
Or if that's not the problem, you say your periods are okay, but it might still be that you're not ovulating properly.
You think that's possible?
It's one thing we ought to consider. Or it could even be that the eggs aren't getting to the right place for some reason. Perhaps if your tubes aren't letting them through.
You mean if they're blocked?
The first step is to check that you are ovulating properly. That would mean you coming back in for a blood test round about the 21st day of your cycle.
So, the end of next week?
Mm-hmm. And then there'll be another week or so before we get the results. So, if you and your husband would like to come in next week...
Me and Roy?
Well, I think it's best if I see you together. Then I can treat you as a couple right from the start.
Yeah, I see.
Or if you'd rather not have the test done here, you could go to the women's hospital in Felpershire?
No, I'd much rather talk to you.
All right, good. So, try not to worry. If there is a problem, the chances are we can sort it out.
Thanks.
If you stop at the desk on your way out, they'll make you an appointment.
Hey, it's me. Just checking in. Missing you. Oh, think of me tonight doing my bit at Gran's birthday supper.
Hi, sorry.
So, see you soon. Look forward to it. Bye. Bye.
Anything to come through?
No. But if you could sort out the spuds, that'd be great.
Sorry, I'll just hang up my coat.
Kirsty, if you wanted a night out in town, drinks, not clubbing, but smarter than the average, you know, not too posh either. You know, somewhere I can take Ross to meet Tom and Brenda on Thursday.
Oh God.
I thought about the waterside place, but that's so trendy these days. I definitely don't want somewhere too crowded. So I thought, you know, maybe the bar of the, you know, what's it called? The new hotel by the leisure centre?
Oh, yeah.
You're right.
Oh, sorry. Bad night, you know. And, bad morning.
Sam?
I know it's history between us now, but I just wish I'd seen him before he went. I wish I'd talked to him.
Well, he didn't give you much of a chance.
I mean, if he really had to go... Okay, I wasn't going to stop him, but... Was it because of me? Did he really hate me that much?
No, I don't...
Or was it... Like, was he in some kind of trouble? Maybe I could have done something. Maybe I could have helped him.
I don't know, I mean...
Too late now, anyway. He's gone. Don't suppose I'll ever know.
No, but now it's happened, maybe it's best to try and put it all behind you and move on.
Yeah, I know, but... Well, it wasn't so long ago. I thought we had a future together. Now I'll probably never see him again.
So I said to Linda, Snow White's been done before, hasn't it? She ought to write a sequel.
Yeah.
Or a spin-off, you know, The Huntsman's Story, or The Eighth Dwarf. The Eighth Dwarf. Get it?
Yeah.
I know it's not that funny, but...
Roy, I've got something to tell you.
Yeah?
This morning, when I went into town, it wasn't just for the dry cleaners. I went to the doctor's.
Oh, okay, so...
Well, to try and find out why I'm not getting pregnant.
Hey, love, I know you're worried, but it's only been...
No, Roy, no, you don't understand. I haven't told you everything.
So, what?
It's not just a couple of months. I stopped taking the pill over a year ago.
So, you mean
all this time we've...
Oh, right, I'm sorry. I meant to tell you.
So, why didn't you?
Well, because I didn't really mean to stop. It was just... Well, I forgot one night and then... It just sort of happened.
But you could still have said...
Yeah, I was going to. But then just after that, your mum... Well, she died. And then you had all that to deal with. And, well, it just wasn't a right time. So I kind of put it all on hold.
Over a year?
Yeah, but I didn't get pregnant. And then you said you wanted us to have a baby anyway. And so, well, and here we are now. Roy, I love you so much. I really am sorry. I didn't mean to deceive you. Roy.
Oh, nice and warm in here.
Well, Brian's just getting the drinks. Here, Mum, let me take your coat.
Oh, thank you, Jennifer.
Oh, Jennifer, have you seen her new brooch?
Here, look. Oh, Mum, that's fabulous.
Don't you think it suits her?
Yes, it really does.
It's from me. I gave it to her for her birthday.
Oh, gosh.
Aren't I a lucky girl?
And I must tell you our exciting news. Adam and Ian have fixed their wedding day.
Oh.
And it's quite soon, December the 14th.
That is soon.
Yes.
Adam and who?
Look, Brian's in the sitting room, so you two just go through and make yourselves comfortable.
Yes, all right.
And I'll just see who's here.
Right-ho.
Hi, Auntie Jennifer.
Oh, Helen, hello. I'm so glad you could come.
Oh, we've got Miss Fran's birthday dinner.
So, where's the rest of the family?
Heifers in the cabbage field.
Oh.
It's okay, it's all sorted. But they're running a bit late.
Oh, right, well, not to worry.
Oh, and Ross sends his apologies too.
Oh, it's okay. We knew he couldn't...
Yeah, he's got a deadline, you know. Oh, maybe that's him.
Well, I'll, You don't mind if I... No, you go ahead.
Okay. Oh, it's Kirsty.
Look, we're in the sitting room, so come on through, Helen, when you're ready.
Okay. Hey.
Hi, it's a bad time.
Well, I'm at my Auntie Jennifer's.
Okay, well, look, I just wanted to say... I'm really sorry for going all maudlin on you earlier.
No, that's what I'm there for.
Thanks, anyway.
Well,
enjoy your party.
Yeah. I'll enjoy winding up Brian about the wedding.
Yeah. Oh, is David going to be there?
No. Why?
No reason. Do you think Brian will know any more about why Sam...
Kirsty, what did I tell you?
Yeah, I know. Get over it, let him go, move on. I suppose I'm just looking for closure here, Helen.
I'm sorry, I can't help you.
No. Well, I forgot I ever mentioned it, okay? Have a fun time.
And for me, it's like... There's been this big part of our lives that's been going on for all this time, and... I never even knew about it.
So it was wrong. You're going to hate me forever.
Oh, hate you?
Look, I know I probably deserve it, but if you can just try and understand...
Hey, come here.
But so, you do understand, you don't hate me.
Oh, sweetheart. No, I'm the stupid one here. Too thick to realise how much you wanted that baby.
But... Well, you want it too. But really?
Yeah. You know that.
So... You forgive me then?
Well... If you forgive me for not telling you about my vasectomy...
Roy!
Okay, I'm sorry. There's nothing to forgive anyway.
Thank you so much. I do love you.
Oh, and me you.
So, when I go to the doctor's again for the blood test, will you come with me?
With this making babies lack, it takes two, doesn't it?
So I've been told.
Yeah, well, so I'd better be there, hadn't I?
Ruth? Hi.
Usha.
Oh, how's things? How are you doing?
Not good. Terrible. Oh. I'm sorry to call you now. I had to ask.
It's okay.
I just feel so... I can't... Oh, I feel like I'm going mad. Can you come over?
Come on, come on.
Thought I might find you here.
But Debbie, hi.
Out with your itchy ewes.
Yes. Well, it's good to see you.
And you. Hey, and congratulations.
Thanks.
Well, it's fantastic news.
Yeah. You off to see Matt?
Yeah, after lunch. I've just been walking the crops.
Yeah? Thought you only just flew in.
I've got a lot to pack in this time.
Okay, well, no panic. The crops are doing fine.
Well...
What?
There's a lot of grass weeds up by the wood. You didn't think to spray?
Yes, I thought long and hard about it, but in the end I decided not to.
Okay.
All right, with hindsight, perhaps it might have been a wrong call, but at the time...
Well, if you weren't sure, you could have asked me. I'm only taking you 5 minutes, or sent me a picture.
Yes.
It's what I'm paid for. Might as well get your money's worth.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here.
Oh, is anyone around?
No, David's out.
Yeah, I saw him out with the chainsaw.
Ben's asleep upstairs.
Okay. So?
Usha, I can't do this. I've been trying to put it out of my mind to keep on and act normal.
Yes, and that's what you have to keep doing.
All the time, whatever I'm doing, my mind won't let it go. I keep thinking of...
Yeah, you will at first, you're bound to, but...
I was so sure when Sam left. I told myself I knew it was for the best. But now I keep thinking, what if...
No! You know that's not true. You made the right decision.
But did I? If this is what my life's going to be like...
Ruth, you did the right thing. And yes, it hurt. It still hurts and it's going to take a long time. But you'll have to be strong. You've no other choice.
I can't.
Yes, you can. Sam's out of your life now. That's all in the past. You've got to think of the future. The farm, your family. Pip and Josh and Ben, they're the ones who need you now.
Oosh.
Oh, darling. Oh, come on.
What have I done? What's happened to me?
Shush, you'll be all right. You will.
I've been so wrong. So stupid.
Ruth.
I can't go.
The saw's jammed. Have you seen it? Ruth? What is this?
Don't.
Hey, come on. What's the matter? What's going on?
No, I can't. Just leave me.
Ruth? Ruth? Usha?
David, I...
What is all this? What the hell's going on? Huh? But please, don't tell me that this is still about Sophie. It's got to be so much more than that.
No, I'm sorry, please. Don't ask me.
But you know, don't you?
I can't, Amy. I can't tell you.
Usha?
Talk to her, David. Go and find her and talk.
Hi.
Hi. How was your meeting with Matt?
Yeah, fine. Just routine stuff.
Okay, well...
Hey, Adam, Mum seemed, just a tiny bit more stressed than usual over lunch.
You noticed?
What's it all about?
Rory's birthday.
Oh. Yeah, I've been on such a roll.
Brian's been on the phone to Germany. Happy birthdays, did he get the present, what did he have for breakfast?
What, in front of Mum?
Yeah. So, I've been doing my best to support her.
Oh, well done. Maybe I'll try and have a quiet word with her myself.
Yeah, if you can.
Dad's out of the way.
Anyway, she's in there now, if you want to go in.
So, what, you're getting this ready for the sheep?
You got it.
So, does that mean...
Yeah, it's scab. Must have come in with the last batch of replacement ewes.
Mm-hmm. Well, the question is, how are we going to treat it?
I've talked it through with Brian.
Yeah, we don't want to go messing about with OPs.
And we can't use pyrethroids anymore either, so dipping's out.
Mm-hmm.
I have to inject them with an anti-parasite. Could take a couple of days to do the whole flock.
Not if I help you.
No, that's kind, I'm sure you...
Adam, I'm not going back till Thursday, and I've nothing urgent tomorrow.
Ruth?
Ruth.
Oh, leave me alone.
Ruth, come home. Please tell me what's the matter.
Oh, God, just leave me.
Ruth, I'm staying here. I'm not leaving this room until you tell me what this is about.
I can't.
Come on. Come on, Tommy, sit up and look at me.
No.
Sweetheart, I can't leave you like this. Whatever it is, you're going to have to tell me in the end, aren't you? So why not tell me now, eh? Come on. Look at the state you're in. Tell me what it is. I know it's bad. It's been going on for so long. You've been bottling it up. You've been locked away in your own little world since the weekend, since... Well, longer than that, since... Oh, no. Oh, my God. Ruth. Please, Ruth, tell me this. It's not... Sam? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, David. So sorry.
So what? How long? What happened? What did you do?
Nothing. I didn't.
What do you mean nothing? Did you or didn't you?
I never slept with him, David. I promise.
So what?
It's the truth. I didn't.
You've been having an affair?
No, not like that.
So were you in love with him? Tell me.
I don't know.
Tell me! You must have been. Well, why all this?
Yeah, okay. Okay, maybe I was.
Oh! God! You and Sam, how could you? How could you even think?
I didn't want to. I didn't mean to. And I thought you were having an affair with Sophie.
Oh, no.
That's what I thought.
No. You knew it was nothing like that.
How? You spent all that time with her. You kept things from me.
No. You are not blaming this on me.
And all that time, Sam was there. He listened. He cared. And then he...
And then he what?
Then he told me he loved me.
Oh, God!
I didn't ask him to do it. I didn't want him to. It just happened.
Yeah, but you could have stopped it then. You could have said no. You could have walked away.
I know, but...
But you said you loved him too. Do you still love him now? Ruth?
No.
Oh.
I love you, David. I do. I do. You. Kids.
Oh, really? So, why? I mean, if that's true, how could you even... How could you even think?
I don't know. I was upset. Confused. I thought you were sleeping with Sophie.
Oh, right. So that makes it all right, does it?
Well, maybe if you've been around more. If you've not spent so much time messing around.
No way. You can't do that. You can't blame this on me. You get a stupid idea in your head about me and Sophie, and you think, okay, fine, you can go off and have an affair with the cowman.
No, it's not like that. I didn't.
But you did. You love him. You lied to me. You cheated!
But I never slept with him, David. I promise.
No, so what about last week, eh? Tuesday night.
No!
He was off too, wasn't he? Both of you. That's where you were.
No, I wasn't. We didn't.
But you weren't with your friend, were you? You weren't with Laura. That was all a big lie.
Well?
No, I...
Well, come on, I know!
Yeah, I went to meet Sam,
yeah.
But... I couldn't do it. It was all wrong. I came back again.
No, you didn't.
I went to Usha's. I couldn't come back here, so...
Oh, stop it. Stop it. Stop bloody lying.
But it's the truth. I didn't stay with Sam. Never. I couldn't. I broke up with him.
But you went that far. You went to meet him. Oh, God. And all those lies.
It's finished, David. It's all over. I stopped because I love you more. You and Pip and Josh and Ben... Yes, I was wrong and I did some terrible things, but I didn't want it. I gave it all up so I could stay here and be with you. So please, please, don't be so angry. Try and understand.
No, it's too late for all that.
No, no, it isn't.
After this, you think we can never be the same?
Yes. Yes, we could.
Can't you see what it's like for me? All the time we've been together, all those years I've trusted you. I never even dreamt
please,
that you'd betray
David.
Me. All this time, I have been so scared that your cancer had come back. And now suddenly, I find out
but
that
Sam's
you've
gone. It's over. It won't happen again. I promise. Promise.
Ruth, you lied to me. You were in love with Sam. You still are! What else is there to say?
Adam's still out with the rest of the stock. Thought I might as well get them into the yard.
Yeah, so I see.
You got the stuff?
It's all here. Enough to treat the whole flock and more.
Great.
Well, sooner it's done, the better. I'm sure it won't be long before the news gets all round the village. Sheep scab up at Home Farm.
So?
It's the old stigma, isn't it? Bit like admitting your kids have got head lice.
Anyway, Adam and I should get most of them done today.
Well, so long as he keeps his mind on the job.
Why not?
Well, if his head's not too full of guest lists and flowers and table decorations.
Oh, please.
Okay.
I know it's all making your head hurt, Dad.
Too right it
is. But let's give him a break, hey?
But I still can't understand it. I mean, seriously. I mean, why?
I think it's a really nice, romantic way to celebrate their relationship, and I'm with them all the way.
Am I the only one round here?
Debbie?
Oh, hi.
You have been busy.
You know me.
Thanks. That's great. You've given us a real head start.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, well, I'll leave you to it.
You're not staying to help us, Brian?
Well, I would, but I've got a pretty full morning.
Okay.
But then I've got to meet Neil Carter at lunchtime. Talk about this blasted Christmas show.
Really?
Your darling sister volunteered me to help out backstage. How hilarious, isn't it? I'll have to see if I can wriggle out of it somehow.
Good luck.
And you.
I don't like it.
Come on now, just a bit.
No.
Ben, you won't get better unless you eat something.
I'm not hungry.
Ben, please. Look, here's Daddy coming. You don't want him to see you not...
Daddy!
Eat your lunch, Ben.
But I don't want it.
Ben, just do as you're told. Stop whining or go back to your room.
All right. Do you want to go and lie on the sofa? Put your tape on. I'll come in a minute. Good boy.
Shh.
What are you looking for?
My phone.
It's there by the charger.
No, that's not my... Oh, okay. I don't need lunch. I'll get something.
David, stop. Wait.
What?
This is no good. We've got to try and talk.
So talk.
I know you've every right to be angry. I'm not trying to justify what happened. But we've got to carry on somehow. The kids, the farm. And if you won't even give me a chance to...
Talk as much as we want. It's not going to change anything, is it?
All right. So it happened. I was in love with Sam, and I can't go back and change that now. I wish I could.
Said it?
David, it's all over. It's finished. And it was me.
Yeah, after how many weeks? How many months? Lies and pretense and secret meetings.
No, that's not how it...
Oh, please. All those little heart-to-hearts in the yard, in the treehouse. All those times you were so keen to get up for early milking.
All right, but that's all over.
I just cannot believe that I was so... Or that you could...
David, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But please try and be fair to me.
Fair?
I've been honest with you now. I've told you the truth, everything.
Okay, so tell me why I'm supposed to believe you.
Because it's the truth.
Ruth, you have not just lied once. You've lied over and over again. And not just to me. You've lied to all of us. You've lied to your children. You've lied to Pip. You've lied to Josh. You've lied to Ben.
I know, and it's so hard.
Oh, is it? Oh, is it hard for you? Oh, think how hard it was for Pip.
No, don't say that.
The night that you went off, she was so upset. She knew there was something going on. I was the only one. And then the day after, only a week ago, you came back here and you lied to us all over again after spending the night with
him. With
Usha. Oh, come on.
I told you, it's true. I'm telling you the truth, David.
Are you?
Yes, I promise.
Promise? Why should I believe anything you say ever again?
David, if you don't believe me... Scoosh. Oh, God.
Sorry, I'm a bit late.
Oh, no, don't worry. What can I...
Oh, that's kind, Neil, but I'll have to pass. I've got a busy afternoon.
Oh, okay.
So I hope you don't mind if we get straight down to business.
No, that's...
Now, if you tell me exactly what Alice has let me in for.
So she didn't explain it to you?
No. She just said I'd be helping you out backstage.
Oh.
I assume it means shifting the odd bit of scenery about and that kind of stuff.
No, it's a bit more than that.
Oh. Well, come on, tell me the worst.
I've got you down to run the book.
Which book?
Well, it's actually quite a responsible job.
Responsible?
Yeah, you'll be in charge of cueing the lights and the sound effects. And,
you mean?
And if someone forgets their lines, you'll have to prompt them.
So I'll have to sit there through the whole performance?
That's right, yeah.
What, every night?
And for the rehearsals.
Oh, Alice. Look, Neil, I'm quite happy to help out now and then, but I mean, isn't there someone else who could do this book business?
Well, that's the whole problem.
Well, surely anyone who can read.
Everyone else is busy doing other things.
Well, I'm a busy man, too.
And most of them are already doing two jobs at once. I don't know if we'd find anyone this late on. Oh, you could try asking Lynn.
No, all right. I suppose if there's really no one else.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
So I'll have a few words to say to Alice when I get home.
David. I know you don't want to talk to me, but this could be important.
So?
There's a message from the milking agency on the phone. Did you get...
Yes, I got back to them.
Okay, so...
You really want to know? They wanted me to give them a reference for Sam.
And?
Ruth, do you really think that I'm going to tell them what an honest, loyal, reliable worker he is?
No,
so I told them the truth.
What?
I told them just how disappointed we were, how he'd let us down, how he'd walked off the job without any explanation or any notice,
okay.
How I couldn't possibly give them any kind of reference.
All right, you don't have to go.
Hi there.
Hi, Neil.
Hello, Ruth.
Hello. Well, Ben's... I'm going back in.
So, Neil.
Yeah, I'm sorry to bother you.
Bert said you had a couple of sheets of ply.
Ply?
Yeah, it's for scenery for the show. I was wondering if I could...
No, I'm sorry, you haven't got any...
Oh, but Bert said you...
I don't care what Bert said. We haven't got any ply, and if we did, we need it for the farm.
Oh.
So, please, can you just ask someone else, okay?
There you go.
All done?
Yeah, you can let them through.
Come on, you lot.
I'll have to hold on while I change the pack.
Okay. Not doing so badly, though, are we?
No, making good progress.
More than half the flock done.
It's been really good to have your help.
No problem, I'm enjoying it.
Yeah?
Don't sound so surprised. Me who spends most of my time sitting at a desk or stomping around potato fields.
Well, I suppose, if you put it like that.
Okay, ready for the next lot?
Yeah, bring them on.
I think we still make a pretty good team, eh?
Yeah.
Do I detect some slight hesitation there?
No, we do. I mean, it is nice to know we can still do a job like this together.
Matt Crawford doesn't own me, whatever you think.
Okay.
Uh-huh, here comes the boss.
Come to lend us a hand?
Hello, how's it going?
Fine, yeah.
Oh. Well, you have done well.
Yeah, thanks to Debbie's help.
Oh, he's doing most of the work.
Though we won't get them all done today.
On. Go on.
There are a few left for tomorrow.
Well, I can help you with those.
Yeah, I'll be flying straight back after my meeting with Matt.
Okay. Oh, I don't suppose you've seen Alice anywhere.
Is she back from college?
Well, if she is, she's keeping a very low profile.
Why?
Well, it turns out I'm practically running this whole Christmas show single-handed.
Really?
Whoops.
Apparently it's called Doing the Book. I mean, I'm surprised they haven't asked me to play all seven dwarfs as well. So that's all my free time gone from now till Christmas.
Well, remember to keep December the 14th free.
Why?
Ian and Adam.
Oh, yes.
Well, nobody has to come.
I suppose it may be hard for you to get back.
Oh, no. I've already made space in my diary.
Have you?
Well, that's assuming I'm invited.
Well, yeah, of course.
You're sure that isn't going to cause any problems?
Dad, I don't care if it does. I'm not going to miss my brother's wedding.
No, I'm glad he knows. I'm glad it's all come out.
Yeah, it had to happen.
But Usha, he's so angry. He won't even talk.
But now you've been honest with him, it's out in the open.
Yeah, but when I say I never slept with Sam, I don't think he believes me.
Not now, perhaps.
But I almost did. I came so close. It makes me so scared just to think about it.
Well, that's...
I nearly did, Usha. I could have gone with Sam. I could have thrown my whole life away.
But you didn't. You stopped yourself.
I know, but how could I even think of it? What was I doing? I must have been...
Look, forget all that now. It's behind you.
I thought I loved Sam. I did love him, and... No, just the thought of it all makes me feel sick and scared and guilty and terrible.
Well, how else would you expect to feel?
But how can I explain that to David? How can I make him understand? What if he never believes me?
Listen, remember how angry you were about Sophie?
But that wasn't the same thing.
No, but you thought it was. You were angry, but as soon as you calmed down, you realised...
But Usha, what I've done to David is so much worse... I don't know if he's ever going to understand. If he'll ever forgive me.
He will, if he still loves you.
I don't know.
Yes, he does. And he will understand. You've got to give him time.
Oh, I don't know, Usha. Maybe it's gone too far. Maybe we can't go back.
Do we really have to do this, Tom?
You can't back out on me now.
You could say you were ill or something.
Brenda!
Okay, well, don't say I didn't warn you.
Come on, it'll be fine. I'll wash the muck off my wellies, and I'll make sure I sit between you and Ross.
Yeah, well, no offence to Helen, but one of the best things about getting out of journalism was getting away from
Brenda,
guys...
Brenda! Hello!
Oh, hello!
How's uni?
Yeah, it's great. I'm really enjoying it.
Good. You finished early today?
I'm on my way home. I've got some stuff to write up before we go out.
Oh, so it's still on then, your double date with Helen and Ross?
Oh, yeah.
Brenda, got some great news for you.
Yeah?
Yep, we had two more inquiries today about the bangers.
Oh, great.
One from a catering firm.
Hey, even better.
Uh-huh. And both as a result of the radio ad.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, your sizzling's really caught on. Even Gloomy Gary, the tanker driver, made a joke about it this morning.
Oh, yeah?
Not a very funny one, but all the same.
Wow, fame at last.
Yeah, but both of today's inquiries came from places we've never sold to before. And that's what it's all about, extending our market base.
So full steam ahead with the increased production?
For now, definitely.
Oh, maybe we should get you to do an ad for the shop.
Yeah?
It'll cost you mind.
Pat, hold on. Are you still collecting for the Grundy Silver Wedding?
Well, I am, yes.
Okay, here you are.
Oh, that's kind of you.
I know it's not much, us poor starving students.
No, that's great, thanks.
Might buy a plug for the TV set.
Oh, well, no, it's not a TV set anymore. It's a night out in the West End.
Really?
Yeah. We got
Mum's had so many donations, she doesn't know what to do with it all.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, it's really quite touching. Everyone's been so generous.
Okay, well...
I hope you enjoy your night out.
Oh, yeah.
We'll do our best.
You don't sound so sure about it, Brenda.
No.
Remember, she knows Ross from working at the radio.
Well, so how did you get on with him?
Oh, it's okay. He's a perfectly nice guy. It's just... Well, he and I didn't really hit it off, you know?
Okay, so do you think he'll be good for Helen?
Yeah. I mean, I don't see why not. I never knew him that well, but...
Well, I hope it all works out, for Helen's sake. She seems so keen on him. So if you two...
No, don't worry, Mum. We'll be very nice to him. Won't we, Brenda?
Hello. You still open?
Well, just about.
Oh, I don't want much. Just some of your yoghurt-coated raisins.
Oh, that's okay. The till's still open.
Oh, thanks.
I was hoping to sneak off a few minutes early, though.
Oh, dear.
I'm going out later.
Oh, and here I am holding you up.
Oh, don't worry about it.
It's Christopher. He loves these. So, what's on tonight, then? Anything special?
Well, yeah. Me and Ross, my boyfriend.
Oh, yeah?
We're going out to meet Tom and Brenda.
Oh.
Yeah, he's not really met Tom properly before, so...
Oh! Onions. Do you mind if I just get...
No, that's fine.
Oh, and a couple of turnips. I'll make a casserole. Last us a couple of days. Neil's out tomorrow night for the show rehearsal.
Okay.
You managed to stay out of all that?
The show? No, there's no work I possibly...
Oh, Linda's got me roped in for a small part. And Neil's very involved as usual. Mind you, beginning to wish he wasn't. He's had problems enough already.
Really?
Well, first of all, he gets mixed up in a row between Brian and Alice. Then yesterday, he goes to Brookfield to borrow some wood and gets his head bitten off by David.
Oh.
And we've still not had the first rehearsal.
That's 260, please.
Oh, yeah. Right. He was quite upset when he came back from Brookfield. It's not like David at all.
Right, there you are.
Oh, thanks, Helen. Sorry to keep you.
It's fine. I just want to get back in time to wash my hair, so...
One more thing.
What?
Is your mum still collecting for Clary and Eddie's anniversary?
Yes, but don't worry, it's not compulsory.
She got the present yet?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
So, if you don't mind, I just need to lock up for anyone else.
Yes, all right. Have a good night out, won't you?
This is just so typical.
Give him a chance.
Tom, we've all been sat here now.
So he's a few minutes late.
3/4 of an hour.
Work?
Okay, so what are phones for? It's just so rude.
Yeah, I know.
And poor Helen, she's so wired up. That must be about the third time she's gone to the loo.
She's okay, she's just a bit... Ah, here we are, guess who?
And about time.
Miss Tucker.
Hi.
Radio Borsetshire's fearless investigative reporter.
Ex-reporter.
Hiya. Tom. So I got the right place then?
Yeah, we've been here for a while.
Yeah, traffic, you know.
Helen's just gone to the...
Okay, so I'll go and grab
myself. No, that's all right. We've got you one in already.
Right.
Helen said you...
Yeah. Cheers then.
Yeah, cheers. So
whose idea was it to meet in this place?
Not sure. Helen's.
Okay.
So not your kind of scene then, Ross?
Well, maybe if I wanted to pick up a high-class hooker.
Yeah.
Hey, look who it is.
Hi.
And looking as cool and gorgeous as ever.
Oh, that's me.
You were beginning to think you'd got lost or something.
Well, here I am.
Got your drink?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, we've been looking after him.
So, I guess it's been a while since you've seen Brenda.
Oh, yeah.
When you were both talented young journalists. So, come on, Brenda. Tell us all about what my hunky media star got up to when you were both top reporters.
Yeah, come on, Brenda. I'd like to hear about it too.
Well, we didn't really have much to do with each other.
Oh, come on, Brenda. Don't be coy. We're all friends here.
We drank a lot of tea.
So she won't tell me either. Now, I'm sure you're hiding something. I'll get it out of you somehow.
I think that's my cue for a trip to the bar. Anyone?
Yeah, come in.
Pat?
Susan, hello.
Oh, is this about time?
No, I was just about to collapse. Been a long day in the dairy.
Oh,
it's really nice to see you. Have a seat. I've opened this.
No, thanks, not for me.
You sure? Go on.
Oh, go on then, maybe just half a glass.
Good. So, what brings you out on a wild and windy night?
You're still collecting for Clary and Eddie's present.
Yeah, but you've already given me.
Well, I've got a bit more for you. Here.
Susan, what, all of it?
Yeah, go on.
Are you sure?
I'm quite sure. You take it.
Well, that's really generous of you.
Well, they've both had such a, rough time over these last few months. It'd be nice to get them the best present we can.
Yeah.
And, well, I know things are much better now between me and Clary, but, there was a time when I thought she'd never speak to me again.
Oh, I'm so glad that's all over now.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Well, I've collected so much already, way more than I was expecting.
Good.
And with this as well, I shall have to start doing my sums again.
Right.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Oh, and did you and Neil find your party invitation?
Oh, yes, thanks.
Mm. Well, there was nobody in, so I shoved it through the door.
Well, I saw it when I got home.
Good. Been quite a marathon. I think I've got round everyone on the list.
I wasn't sure. I mean, I hoped we'd be asked, but...
Oh, of course. Clary had you right there on the list.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, sorry about Emma.
No, well, it's hardly surprising, is it? And it's not your choice anyway.
Well, I did have a word with Clary about her, but...
No, I can understand. Whatever she feels about Emma, it just wouldn't work.
No.
Not with Ed and William there.
I think that's the real problem.
Yeah. I dare say Clary will find it hard enough just to keep the peace between those two.
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
And we don't want anything to spoil the party. I want them to have a really nice anniversary.
Russ, you must have heard it.
Mm. No, never.
Yes, you have. It's like Tom Archer sausages sizzling.
That's it.
Actually, that wasn't a bad impression. Should I do it again?
It's okay. Once was enough, yeah.
Hey, you! Thanks for the shameless flattery. What do you know about food marketing, anyway?
Right now, a lot more than I want to.
Okay, Mr. So Sophisticated Townie.
Yeah, maybe we should...
Talk about something else? You do realise my little brother's the Sausage Baron of Borsetshire.
I think somebody did mention it.
Not so big, really.
Hey, and you know he's got this van and goes around all the festivals?
No, really?
Yeah, you do, I told you. It's really cool. He gets him free to some fantastic gigs, don't you, Tom?
Yeah.
Hey, Ross, maybe we could do one next summer.
Do what?
Well, go to a festival, work in the van. You'd let us do that, wouldn't you, Tom?
Yeah, of course.
So we'd get him free and we'd have some time off to see the bands. It'd be really cool. We could camp out and have a really great time and...
So you've been to them all, have you? Glastonbury, Reading, Woodstock.
Well, this was the first time, isn't there? And if you came with me...
Yeah, thanks, but if I want to see a band, I'll get a press pass.
Come on, that's what I say.
Yeah, you've got to be out there with the audience. Feel the buzz. Right, Brenda?
Right. Ross.
What?
Come on, look at me when I'm talking to you.
I can hear you.
Oh, it's okay. I know what the trouble is. Somebody's had too much whiskey.
No, Helen.
You can't fool me. I know.
I've not had enough. That's the problem. Look, in fact, I think I'll...
Ross, do you know that bar girl? You seem to have a lot to talk about.
Chatting her up?
You naughty boy.
No, I think it's me she fancies, not Ross.
So anyone else for a little nightcap?
No, I think you should slow down a bit. Come on, you'll thank me tomorrow. Oh, lucky I'm here to look after you.
Yes, lucky me. Okay, so...
Thanks for the lift.
No, it's not a problem.
And thanks again for tonight, both of you.
That's fine.
Yeah, we had a great time.
Yeah, me too. I'm really glad it went so well. I know it meant a lot to Ross.
Yeah.
And to me too.
It was fun. It was good for us all to, you know, get together.
And don't worry, he doesn't usually drink like that. It's only because he was nervous.
Mm-hmm. We all do the same.
Okay. You taking Brenda home now?
Yep.
Right, well, night then. And thanks.
Night.
Bye.
Oh, was that the worst double date ever?
Maybe he'd had a bad day.
Tom, he was bored by the whole thing. He wasn't even trying. And the way he was flirting with that bar girl.
Well, you didn't have to go and point it out.
I couldn't let him get away with it. And poor Helen, she just had no idea.
Okay, so he's a creep. But if Helen
likes... It's never going to last, Tom. It's a disaster waiting to happen.
You don't know that.
I do. I've been there, remember? He is so going to dump her.
Ah, Phil!
For to everyone that has, more shall be given.
What?
Parable of the Talents.
Oh, yes. Though I'm not sure if that's quite the moral Alan had in mind when he started the fund.
Well, it's good to see the window being done at last.
Yes. How long will it take?
Well, they met it all day. I think they're nearly finished.
So rewarding to see real craftsmen at work.
Mm.
Anyway, Phil, you remember our little chat about the Christmas show?
Oh, yes. Did you know I'm getting up a Christmas choir?
Yes, so I've heard.
Though I'm sure you'll be far too busy.
Oh, out of the question, I'm afraid.
Yes, well, the thing is, it really does make it quite impossible for me to do the music.
Oh, Phil, if you're still worrying about the music for the show...
Well, I...
You said at the start you were too busy, and I can quite understand that.
Oh, so is Valda...
Well, that's what I came to tell you. Valda's doing a marvellous job.
Really?
Oh, yes. I know people say she's not the most talented musician in Borsetshire.
But
I think she's very musical. And she's so keen and committed, she's been popping in almost every evening to talk about the songs and go through the score.
Oh, well, good for her.
So, there's no need for you to worry at all.
Well, no, I can see.
Oh, is that David?
Though, still not sure about Jill playing the wicked stepmother.
Oh, don't you worry about that either. She'll be wicked enough by the time I've finished with her.
Oh.
David! David!
Yes, Linda?
I just wanted to make sure you haven't forgotten about tonight's rehearsal.
Tonight?
Yes, 6 o'clock at the village hall.
Sorry, Linda, there's no way I can come.
What?
I can't make it, I'm far too busy.
But I told you last weekend, you've had plenty of notice.
Yes, well, things have changed, I've got too much on.
Oh, well, in that case, I shan't take up any more of your time. Goodbye, Phil.
Bye, Linda. David, you still are coming to supper tonight? I think Jill said around 7, unless she gets held up at this rehearsal.
Yeah, okay.
Good. Well, I'll see you then.
Snow White is fairer still than me, the mirror lies. It cannot be.
No. You still sounds more like the good fairy.
Oh, Dwarves! Over here, please! Dwarves.
No, she can wait. I'm helping you.
We're not getting very far.
Come on, all of you, in a line.
Now, I tell you
Thank
what.
You.
Why don't you try and make it deeper?
What do you mean?
Yeah, well, not so much. Snow White is fairer still than me. More like Snow White.
All right.
And you've got to be psychological, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, think wicked.
I'm trying.
Like, when you says her name, Snow White, what kind of girl are you thinking of?
Well, young, sweet, pretty, bit like Pip.
when she was younger.
Ah.
Only with dark hair, of course.
Yeah, well, that's your mistake, isn't it?
Oh?
It's no good thinking of her like your favourite granddaughter. Think of her like, I don't know, like some nasty little girl who pulls the wings off flies.
I don't know any little girls like that.
Well, so use your imagination.
Yes, all right.
Snow White is fairer still than me. The mirror lies. It cannot...
No, well, it's better, but when I still ain't hearing it. I'm still not hearing wicked.
No, I'm not feeling it either.
But there is just a little seed of it there.
Do you think so?
Oh, buried away. I reckon if we keep working, it'll grow and it'll come.
Well, I think I've done enough for now.
Yeah, well, it's no use trying to force it.
And I'll have to go soon anyway. We're having a supper party.
Party?
For our wedding anniversary. Well, it was actually yesterday,
there's
but...
There's Clary and Eddie Silver next Tuesday.
Yes. We've had our invitation.
Oh, going to be a proper big do. They've asked half the village.
So I hear. And Pat says they've raised a lot of money for the present.
Mm-hmm.
Far more than she expected.
And you know what the present is?
A night out in London, she said.
Not London. Paris.
Really?
Huh? A whole weekend.
Goodness.
Well, when I heard how much they raised, I had a word with Pat, and she reckons we can do it.
Oh, what a wonderful idea. Clary so loves France.
It's been her dream to go back there.
Yes, I know.
Joe!
All right, no need to shout.
You're wanted.
Joe, didn't you hear me call the door?
I heard.
So come on, then.
What for?
Caroline's got some beards for you all to try on.
Well, what's wrong with mine?
It doesn't match the others. No. Come on, while you've been sitting here, other people have been working.
Yeah, well, me too. I've been helping Jill Archer be wicked.
You leave that to me. I'm the director. In fact, Jill, as I've got 10 minutes to spare, perhaps we can make a start.
Actually, Linda, I really ought to be going.
Already?
I did tell you, I've got this supper party.
Oh, no.
I know it's a nuisance for you, and I really am terribly sorry.
No. You don't have to say all that.
What, Joe?
Wicked stepmothers don't apologise. They don't worry about hurt feelings. They do what they want, and anybody else can go to the devil.
Oh, now, just a minute.
You got to think like they do. Stop worrying about other people and think about yourself for a change. Ain't that right, missus?
Well, yes. No. I mean... Oh.
There you are, Ruth.
Thanks.
Wine for you, David. It's quite a decent burgundy. I've been saving it.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
Good. I saw Bert out feeding the ewes this morning.
Oh?
Yeah, he came in for half a day.
Well, you'll be sure he doesn't go back full-time until he's properly fit again. Cheers.
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 Now, has Phil been looking after you?
Oh, yes, we're doing fine. Who's on the phone?
Shula. Alistair's surgery overran, so they're going to be a few minutes late.
Oh, is the supper...
Yes, it's all fine. It's under control.
Oh, good. Here's your drink.
Thanks. So how are you two?
Oh.
Fine.
I'm glad Ben got over his sniffles.
He's fine now.
Is he back at school?
This morning.
Good. Oh, Ruth, I've been meaning to ask. Did you enjoy seeing your old friend, what was her name?
Oh,
Laura.
Yes. Did you have a nice time?
Yeah.
I expect you had a lot to catch up on after all these years.
Oh, we... She was much the same, really.
Oh.
Going back to Bert, I hope Sam's departure won't affect his plans for retirement.
Well...
No, why should it?
Oh, well, I just thought, as you'd come to rely on Sam so much...
No. No. Sam's been gone a week now and we're managing fine, no problem. You'd hardly notice the difference.
Really? Well, that's reassuring, I suppose.
I wonder if I turn the oven down. I'll just go and have a look.
Oh, all right. Yeah. I'll need a couple more glasses for Shula and Alistair. Back in a minute. You all right, Jill?
Yes, I'm fine. It's Ruth and David.
Yes, it is a bit sticky in there.
Sticky? We've hardly got a word out of either of them.
Mm.
I thought there was something wrong last week.
Well, It may be just because they're tired.
Phil, when I walked in, you could have cut the atmosphere with a knife. It must be a lot more than that.
Joe, where are you sneaking off to?
Oh, where else?
Well, just wait a minute, please. I'm not quite finished with you yet.
Yeah, well, he's gone up, huh?
This won't take long. Just stand against the wall.
What for?
So I can measure you. Yeah. I need to know precisely how tall each dwarf is.
What does it matter how tall I am?
So I can get you all in the right order.
But it ain't a matter of feet and inches.
You'd rather I use centimetres.
It's all in the mind. If I act small, then people are going to see me as small.
Not if you're standing next to someone half your size. Yo. Come on, back against the wall. Oh, don't say this pen's given up on me now. Stay there.
Yeah. Here. I saw a card in the shop this morning. Your hubby's advertising as an odd job, man.
Property maintenance, Joe.
Well, still, bit of a come down after computers, isn't it?
Not at all. Besides, it's only temporary.
Oh, you reckon?
And he's a very good handyman.
Oh, well. What's this village coming to? Sheep scab up at home farm. It's a disgrace. Bad husbandry. When I had sheep, I made sure they was dipped regular.
I understood that dipping was no longer compulsory.
Oh, that ain't no excuse.
Didn't I hear you once had
sheep scab at home farm, and now your hubby's an odd job, man.
Joe, oh, dear. It's not the kind of job you do that matters. It's how well you do it. And I intend to make this show a success, no matter what it takes.
All right.
So keep still and let me measure you.
Mum?
Hello?
Just wondered if you needed a hand in here.
No, I'm fine. You go back and sit down.
Is there something I can take through?
Well, if you hold on a sec, I'll give you the cream.
Okay.
Alice is on good form tonight, keeping us all entertained.
Yeah. Yeah.
David, I don't want to interfere.
Jill.
Hello. You come to join us?
Well, no, actually. I came to say I'm not feeling so great.
Oh, dear.
Nothing serious. I'm tired and I've got a bit of a headache, I'm afraid.
You poor thing. Can I get you anything?
No, thanks. Would it be very rude if I skipped the pudding and went on home?
No, of course not. Are you sure you...
Yeah, I'll be fine once I get home and lie down.
All right.
Keys, David.
Here.
David, perhaps you ought to drive us.
No, I'll be fine.
Yeah, I'll get Alistair to drop me home.
All right.
Bye then, Jill. Happy anniversary.
Thank you for coming. I hope you feel better in the morning.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. David.
No, she's right. It's probably just a migraine.
Come on, you know it isn't. You two, you're hardly talking. And you both look so miserable. I know it's not really my business, but it's been going on for a while now, hasn't it? I've never known you like this before. You can understand why I'm worried.
No, Mum, it's no... There's no point in worrying you, Mum.
So tell me. Look, I know things were difficult while Sophie was here, but...
No, it's not that. It's not Sophie.
So what?
Let's just drop it, shall we?
Oh, David!
I can't... I don't even want to talk about it, Mum. So please, don't ask.